It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show as we're live from Delaware Academy. It's the Mac Boys Semi tonight, top seed Delhi hosting four seed Sydney. And, of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. The other semifinal tonight will be two-seed Unitego taking on three-seed Green. We will make sure we keep you updated on that game as well, as both of these games have a lot on the line here for these two teams, as the winner will be moving on to Friday night's MAC championship game. The girls will be at 6, the boys will be at 8 o'clock on Friday night down at Binghamton University. Set to be a really fun night there on Friday. The girls' matchup is already set. One seed Deposit Hancock will be taking on two seed Unitego. After tonight, we'll know the boys' matchup and we'll be one step closer to finding out who this year's MAC champion is, and of course moving on to the sectional tournament. The sectional seeding meeting is tomorrow night for Section 4, so after tomorrow night on to Thursday, we'll have these sectional brackets for you. We'll be able to post those and let you know the seeds, the matchups, and where everything will be going for next week. Hard to believe that sectionals will begin next week. Pretty unbelievable. The season is a long one, but it always goes so fast. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll take a break here, and when we come back to Delaware Academy, we'll get you set. Break this one down, the Bulldogs and the Warriors tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And again, it's the Sydney boys, the four seed, visiting top seed Delhi tonight in the MAC boys semifinals. It was tough to choose which semifinal to go to, folks. It really was, because Green and Unitego, if you are a, you know, big-time CDO listener, you probably heard last Thursday when Green and Unitego went to double overtime and Unitego won 60-59 at the buzzer on a three-pointer by Shea Barber. It was unbelievable. And I'm sure the atmosphere tonight is going to be great over at Unitego, as I'm sure Green's going to come in there mad, ready to go, fired up for that game. And Unitego's going to want to prove, hey, we can do it again, protect our home floor, and get to the MAC championship. So that should be a great game here tonight. But we are here at Delaware Academy, and I wanted to come here because, of course, Delhi is the top seed. They've been phenomenal this year and want to make sure that we keep an eye on them. And Sydney, I don't mean anything by this, but they're a very Jekyll and Hyde team. I don't mean to sound mean in any way, shape, or form, but when this team comes to play, Sydney can play with anyone in the league and anyone in the area, but there have been some nights this year where they have just been ice cold and for whatever reason have not been on the same page, and they've had some very costly losses. They could easily have been higher in the MAC standings and overall for sectionals had they not dropped some very puzzling games at times. So for me here tonight, looking at this game as an outsider, we say Delhi, very tough place to play. They play great at home. They're deep. They have guards. They have size. They have a little bit of everything. If they come to play tonight, it should be their game to win. But if there's a team that scares me the most in the MAC standings, it's the Sydney boys, because you never know what they're going to get. And in the regular season game, when Sydney hosted Delaware Academy, it was a great game. Now, Delhi was missing Ty Bruce. They had some guys in foul trouble. It wasn't their their night, and Sydney played well, Delhi was able to pull away at the end. But if Sydney can come with a very similar effort to that, I think they're going to have a great chance here tonight on the road at Delhi. So this was a coin flip to me, and I said I can't resist coming to watch this, because if Sydney comes to play, you give head coach and longtime coach Mike Brzee some time to prepare. He's going to get these guys ready. And Sydney is as athletic as any team in the area as well. I mean, when you talk about guys like Johnny Palmateer and Liam Matthews, among others, they can play with anybody. So we'll see how it goes here tonight. Very interested. This could go a variety of ways, so I'm glad to bring it to you here tonight. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, it'll be the MAC semifinals tonight. Sydney visiting Delhi. We'll also be keeping an eye on Green and Unitego. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. Live sports tonight, live high school hoops on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All set here for Delhi and Sydney on WCDO. If you're a Twitter person, you can keep an eye on the Green and Unitego game as well. I'll be keeping an eye on it, but you can also check out Ricky Mack Photos for fast updates on that game, or Jason McPherson. He is also there snapping photos, so give them both a follow. Also, Unitego Athletics will be tweeting about that game. So if you're a Twitter person, search for them. You'll be able to follow along with that game. Here's our starting lineups first for Sydney and head coach Mike Brzee. They will start with senior number 00, Devin Chabot. Senior number 4, Liam Matthews. Senior number 5, John Palmateer. Senior number 10, Glenn Rogers. Junior number 11, Peyton Mosier. On the other side for Warren Kelly and Delhi, they will start with senior number 2, Ty Bruce. Junior number 5, Logan Akins. Junior number 10, Alex Haight. Junior number 20, Luke Brannigan. And senior number 40, Rich Lalash. Delhi is in the home whites with the maroon trim, says Delaware Academy, across the chest in maroon lettering. Sydney pretty much has the opposite. They're in the maroon with the white trim, and it does say Sydney across the front of the uniform there. The opening tip was immediately knocked out of bounds, rolled all the way down to the near end of the court, and the officials are getting together to talk about this. It will be Sydney basketball, as Sydney will be going left to right to start off this MAC boys semifinal. Sydney with the basketball. They'll look to work it inside for Peyton Mosier. Now back out for Rogers. Glenn Rogers to the foul line. Pump fake goes Liam Matthews left side. Matthews will dish one to Palmateer, and I'm sure that Sydney's going to have to get him the ball early and often. A steal now by Delhi, but Matthews is able to chase down Rich Lalash, take it away, and Sydney will come back up the floor. Now a double team on Palmateer, knocked out of bounds by Bruce. So we're still scoreless as we're 30 seconds in between Delhi and Sydney. Sydney will have the basketball. They'll work it into Liam Matthews. Matthews going left to right. Will dish one into the hands now of Palmateer. Palmateer straight away. Now to Matthews in front of the Delhi bench. Sydney being very patient here on this opening possession. Now they will go to Mosier. Mosier at the top of the key. Maybe their game plan is to slow things down, keep the ball out of Delhi's hand. Now for Chabot to Matthews. Give and go back to Chabot. He's blocked there by Lalash. And we'll have a foul, I believe, on Lalash. It might be on Lalash or maybe on Akins. Let's see who they get it on here. With 7:12 to go in the first quarter, good job by Chabot to go up strong. They will give it to Akins, his first, team's first, and Chabot will go to the line here for the Sydney Warriors. Again, 7:12 to go in the first quarter. First shot is up and good for Devin Chabot. And when Chabot is on, he's a very tough player to handle for a lot of teams in the MAC. He's got that good size at 6'6". Again, Sydney in the maroon with the white tonight. Opposite for Delhi in the white with the maroon. Misses the second foul shot. Matthews the rebound. They pump it right back inside. Chabot couldn't handle the hot pass. Steal now for Delhi. This is really their first true offensive possession here of the evening. Now they go to Ty Bruce at the top of the key. Feeds one for Luke Brannigan left side. Brannigan breaks his man down off the dribble. Gets to the interior. The layup won't go. Lalasha rebound. Putting it up. He's blocked by Chabot. And Chabot will be called for the foul here. 6:50 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading 1-0. Sounds like a soccer score as Lalash heads to the line. It's a beach-slash-pool party theme tonight for the Delhi student section. I'm laughing because they have a large inflatable whale. Seeing a lot of beach balls, Hawaiian T-shirts as Lalash gets the first one to go. What else? We got some inner tubes over there, some bucket hats, a little bit of everything. It's a really good theme over there. Makes me chuckle. So Lalash going for the second shot from the line. It's up and good for Lalash. And Delhi takes their first lead of the game, 2-1, with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Sydney going left to right. They beat the press back to midcourt, but a steal by Brannigan. Brannigan into the hands of Bruce, who again did not play the first time these two teams met in Sydney just a couple of weeks ago, where Delhi squeaked out a single-digit win, only pulled away late in the ball game. Here's Brannigan at the top of the key, goes to Alex Haight. Haight on the baseline, falling away, gets it to go. Alex Haight with the bucket, and Sydney cannot let him get going. Haight dropped 37 last week against Walton on the road, so he's got the hot hand right now. Delhi leads 4-1 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Palmateer with the ball, finds Mosier into the corner now for Glenn Rogers. Rogers trapped in the corner, double-teamed. Haight knocked it off of Rogers' legs, and so it will stay with Sydney. I think the Warriors trying to settle in here on offense. I do think that some of their game plan is to try to keep the ball away from Delhi, run some clock, and try to go deep into the shot clock on these possessions and get a good look. They go to Rogers at the top of the key. Rogers into the paint. Nice take here by Glenn Rogers, but his shot was too strong, and a rebound now for Alex Haight of Delhi. Haight right side. Dishes one off for Brannigan in the right wing corner with 5:50 to go first quarter. Nate Law with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi with the basketball. They'll waffle one over to Lalash far side. Now to Brannigan, 15 on the shot clock. Bulldogs continue to work it around. They go to Haight left side. Throws one into the corner. A little miscommunication there on the left wing side with Ty Bruce. Pass went flying out of bounds. And with 5.5 to go in the first quarter, it's a 4-1 lead now for Delhi over Sydney after that turnover. Sydney with the basketball. They go to Palmateer, another guy you cannot let shoot the basketball. He's had a couple of games this year, 4 threes, 5 threes, 6 threes, you name it. He can get hot from the outside. That could help Sydney tonight. Here's Matthews taking it to the rim. Hit the rim twice, won't go down. Chabot the rebound, and his shot won't go from the right wing side. Out of bounds and back to Delhi with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. We're live from Delaware Academy tonight. A good crowd, maybe not as full as it was last night in Unitigo when we did the Unitigo girls in Delhi. That was standing room only, but still a great crowd here for this MAC semifinal tonight. And here is Ty Bruce. Chest pass to the right wing side now for Brannigan. Brannigan into the paint. Dishes one for Lalash. Puts it up. It's good, and he's fouled. And Lalash is going to the line here for Delhi. Let's see who this foul is on. If it's on Chabot, I'm not quite sure who they're going to give it to yet. With 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, Delhi leads 6-1. Foul's going to be on Liam Matthews, his first, team second. Lalash looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Rattled in and out. Rebound to Chabot. And an outlet pass to Liam Matthews. Timeout taken here by Sydney with exactly 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 6, Sydney 1. I'm Nate Lowland. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It is Delhi Boys leading at Sydney 6-1. An update from Unitego and Green at the end of the first quarter. It's Unitego leading 8-7. Shea Barber hit a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter to give Unitego that lead. How appropriate that Shea Barber would hit a buzzer beater to end the first quarter, as he hit the game winner at the buzzer in double OT last Thursday to beat Green. Sydney with the basketball at the right elbow here. Chabot tries to lop one up to Palmatieri. Saves it, but it goes right to Ty Bruce. Bruce going right to left. Finds Haight on the left low block, and he traveled with 4.5 to go in the first quarter, giving it back to Sydney. So offensively, the Warriors are off to a rough start here, not finding much rhythm so far, but they only trail 6-1. Delhi hasn't heated up so far. Delhi averaging 68 points a game. Ah, there's my Nate Lull chant from the student section. I appreciate that, guys. Always try to listen to that. It's hard with the headset on, but I appreciate when they give me the shout-out. So Sydney with the basketball. They go to Chabot on the interior. Forces up a shot. I think it was partially blocked there by Lalage. Boy, those are two big boys getting after it down low. Right side of the floor now for Brannigan. Brannigan finds Haight, wants a three-pointer, pump fakes on it, but then takes it inside. Now back out to Brannigan. Brannigan checks over to head coach Warren Kelly for the signal. Resets the offense. Brannigan into the paint, pull-up jumper, too strong. Lalage, a rebound, doing the work of a man. Lalage tries to kick it out, stolen away by Glenn Rogers of Sydney. Rogers trying to go coast to coast. Little Dr. J finger roll won't go. Sydney with the rebound. A lot of contact, but doesn't get the call. Sydney with a fresh shot clock with 3.5 to go in the first quarter, and it's 6-1. Palmatier tries to lean in and hits a long two there for Johnny Palmatier. That makes it 6-3. Good bucket there for Sydney. Maybe that will break the ice and get them going. With 3:20 to go in the first quarter, boys MAC semi tonight, top seed Delhi and 4 seed Sydney for the right to go to the MAC championship. Haight banging inside there with Liam Matthews, puts it up and in. Athlete on athlete right there. You can't find probably two more athletic guys in the area than those two. So Haight now with 4 points, and Delhi leads 8-3. Rogers with the ball at midcourt on the Bulldogs logo. Finds Liam Matthews straight away. Sydney in the maroon with the white trim going left to right. Rogers at midcourt has his pocket picked here by Luke Brannigan. Goes in for the layup and scores. Brannigan puts it up and in for his first bucket of the night. And Delhi jumps out to a 10-3 lead. The wheels are in motion now for the Bulldogs with 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Palmatier at the three-point line out to the left side. Chest pass for Chabot straight away. Chabot into the corner, finds Peyton Mosier. Mosier in a double team, but gets loose, finds Rogers on the left wing side for three. The man they call Glenn the Hen puts it home, and that makes it 10-6. Big shot there for the senior Glenn Rogers. 10-6 the score. Delhi on top. Sydney not going to go quietly here in this first quarter. Logan Akins now finds Alex Haight at the top of the key. Haight to the right side, a little shovel pass towards Brannigan, and again, miscommunication. Sails out of bounds with 2:08 to go in the first quarter. Coach Kelly's going to go to the bench. Looks like he'll bring in Hunter Sanford as well as A.J. Oxakalnis. And so with 2:08 to go in the first quarter, it's 10-6. And Delhi uses their bench very nicely as they bring in two fresh bodies here late in the quarter. Akins now out on the bench, getting a breather here for Delhi, as well as Rich Lalage. Palmatier, a step back three, too strong, hit the rim twice. They'll actually say it hit the rope that comes down for the basket, which is technically out of play. Helps the basket go up and down for practices and such. And when the ball hits that, it's out of play. Brannigan's going to get a breather now, and Josh Baxter will come in. What a nice luxury for Coach Kelly to have. Hey, late in the quarter, give my guys a little extra breather, keep them out of foul trouble. He's got some subs that can go in and play these tough, one-and-a-half, two-minute stretches. Buck 45 to go first quarter. It's Delhi 10, Sydney 6 in the boys' MAC semifinals tonight here at DA. Ty Bruce with the basketball. Bruce gets off a screen to the top of the key, wants a straightaway three. Bruce, this one is too strong, too much mustard on it. Rebound for Leah Matthews. Matthews like a rocket down the right side of the floor, leaves one off for Palmateer. Into the corner now for Rogers. Pump fake, steps back out, chest pass, floats one over to Mosier. Into the corner for Chabot. Chabot pump fakes on a three, back to Mosier. Line drive shot there, won't go. Rebound Hunter Sanford. Minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading 10-6. Here's Haight at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes off the leg of Palmateer, out of bounds, and will stay with the Bulldogs. Again, thanks for joining us earlier for our Butler Auto tip-off show. Ty Bruce to the bench now. Mike Griswold will come in, so the subs continue to roll in for DA. We'll have our Mirabito Energy products coming up at the end of the second quarter. Big thank you to all our sponsors here this season. So we come up on 1 minute to go in the first quarter. 10-6 now the score. Here's Haight straight away for three. Died on the front of the rim. Sanford is right there, and the tip drill is up and good for Hunter Sanford. That makes it Delhi 12, Sidney 6, with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Student section like that one. Palmateer over the midcourt timeline for Sidney. Chest pass for Matthews, high post to Chabot. Sidney going left to right. They go to the right wing side for Rogers, and he traveled. Shuffled his feet there as he looked to make a move. And the ball goes back to Delhi with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Get a passport is the chant from the student section after that traveling violation. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 12-6. Delhi with the basketball. A step back three for Griswold. On the front of the rim, no good. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Sidney as that was Haight flying in there for the rebound. Trying to snag it away there from Matthews. Last touch by Haight back to the Warriors. They can play for the last shot if they want of the quarter. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. It's the Delhi boys leading Sidney 12-6. High post for Chabot. Now into the corner now for Palmateer. Back up to Matthews, stolen away. Haight's going to have a breakaway layup and puts this one up and in. Alex Haight with a quick 6 points. Makes it 14-6. 5 seconds left. Here's Palmateer at midcourt. Palmateer stuck in a double team. He's not going to get a shot off. Yes, he does at the last second, and it almost goes. Hit the backboard and then clanked off the rim, and no good. One quarter in the books. It's Delhi 14, Sidney 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sidney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sidney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU. 14-6 the score as we start the second frame. It is Delhi on top of Sidney. We're also keeping an eye on Green and Unitiga. We're told it's 10-10. Midway through the second quarter there tonight at the U. The winners of these two games will go to the MAC Championship on Friday at 8 p.m. at Binghamton University. And here is Brannigan. Tries to take it to the rim. Left wing side is fouled. His shot won't go. And he will step to the line. Luke Brannigan, one of the strong juniors in this class. I mean, when you look down the list, you have Haight, who's a junior. Baxter is contributing a lot as a junior. Hunter Sanford, Brannigan. So they'll have some nice pieces back next year. Brannigan gets the first one to go. Delhi will lose some big pieces, though. Lalash, of course, Ty Bruce, Mike Griswold, Preston Van Wee, A.J. Oxtakalnis as well. So it'll be a lot to replace, but boy, their JV team is really, really good, too. Brannigan goes 2 out of 2. He's got 4 points. Yeah, their JV has been tremendous this year. 16-6 now, Delhi on top of Sidney. 7:45 to go in the second quarter. Chest pass to the corner for Mosier. Now to Chabot. Chabot back to Palmateer, left wing side, floats one across for Glenn Rogers. Rogers now to the high post for Liam Matthews. Good ball movement here by Sidney, looking for an open shot. 15 on the shot clock. They go to Mosier to the high post now for Matthews. Wants to take it inside and scores. And that's what Liam Matthews can do so well. If he gets that ball at that high post, he's so lightning fast, he can usually slice and dice up a defense and score that way. Looks like Coach Brazee will be going to the bench and bringing in Nick Gravel at the next break. Here is Delhi with the ball. Oxtakalnis down low. Pull-up jumper is good for A.J. Oxtakalnis. And Delhi leads 18-8, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Can Sidney climb back out of this early hole? They have the weapons to do it. And here is Chabot on the left wing side. Now they go to Rogers. Glenn Rogers stripped of the ball but gets it back. Rogers on a baseline drive has to pull up and now has it taken away by Ty Bruce. And Bruce will pump the brakes. Now he'll turn the Rockets back on. Goes to Brannigan. Nice move into the paint. Got a lot of contact there. We'll have a foul on Sidney with 6:38 to go in the second quarter. Here's our team foul situation. That's going to be four on Sidney as a team, only one on Delhi so far. Foul's going to be on Liam Matthews, his second. So will Coach Brazee keep Matthews in the ballgame? First shot for Brannigan, up and good. Brannigan has five. Rogers is going to go to the bench. Matthews is going to stay in. Delhi going back to the bench now as well. Looks like they're going to return to the starting five here. Oxtakalnis to the bench. Sanford to the bench. So, yeah, back to the starting five here for DA. 6:38 to go in the second quarter. 18-8 the score. Delhi boys on top. Second shot at the line from Brannigan. Nothing but net. And Brannigan has a quick 6 points. So you have Haight and Brannigan, both for Delhi with 6 points. Now a steal by Ty Bruce on the inbounds pass. Leaves it off there for Logan Akins, and he'll put it up and in, and Delhi has pushed this up to a 22-8 lead with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Here's Liam Matthews across the midcourt timeline. Finds Chabot, puts it up, and he's fouled. And Chabot gets that shot to go, and he'll head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Chabot now with 3 points, looking to make it four. Sidney trails 22-10. And Chabot will go to the line, and Sidney desperately trying to keep this close right now. As Chabot goes to the line, too strong. Rebound here for Delhi. Can't give Delhi a big, you can't spot him a big lead. You got to try to keep this close like you did in the regular season if you're the Sidney Warriors. Now for Logan Akins. Back to Ty Bruce, left side. Checks with head coach Warren Kelly as Delhi goes right to left. They're on the left wing side now. They go to Alex Haight. Haight to the left. We'll now go back up to Ty Bruce. Delhi looking for something here. Very slow, very methodical on this possession. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Bruce crosses up his man. Spin move in the paint. Boy, everybody cleared out. He couldn't get the shot to go. And a rebound here for Sidney. That was nice. It was like the Red Sea parted there, and he just couldn't finish. Boy, Delhi all over Palmateer on defense here. They'll steal it away. Try to go to the interior for Lalash, but Sidney was right there to take it right back. It was a game of pinball there, and Sidney, after losing it, gathers it back up. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 22-10. Sidney now slowing things down on defense, or on offense, I should say. They go to the high post for Matthews. Leaves one over for Mosier. A pump fake. He's in a tough spot. Has to lean into it. Puts it up and in. Mosier with a good shot there. Cuts it back to 22-12. I think if you're Sidney right now, if you can keep this right around 10 and continue to chip away, you got to get to halftime and keep it manageable against this tough Delhi team. Right side now for Ty Bruce. Bruce gets off a screen. Nice little give and go. And off the glass for Rich Lalash. The pick and roll worked perfectly there. Delhi's going to take a timeout with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. 24-12 the score. Delhi on top of Sidney. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sidney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Green 18, Unitico 15. That's the halftime score from over at the U tonight. So they are a little bit farther ahead in that contest than we are here at Delaware Academy. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sydney pumping into the interior for Liam Matthews, and he is fouled. With 4:45 to go, second quarter, Delhi boys on top of Sydney, 24-12. And Matthews now will head to the line. That's a foul on Lalash, his first, team's third. Sydney with four team fouls. And Delhi with three. Matthews gets the first one to go. So Liam Matthews now with 3 points. Sydney is hanging tough here, down 24-13. They got to make a little run here before the halftime break. Matthews' second shot, no good. They're going to need all those foul shots to go. Delhi with a rebound. Brannigan down the left side of the floor, turns the Jets on, wants to go all the way to the rim, and he's fouled. Who's this going to be on? Is it going to be on Matthews or Mosier? If this is on Matthews, no, looks like they're going to put it on Mosier. Boy, if that was Matthews, that was going to be his third, and it could have spelled trouble for Sydney. Mosier's first, and Sydney's fifth as a team, sends Brannigan to the line with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. And so Luke Brannigan, already with 6 points tonight. Second one, or first shot, I should say, is up and good. He's got seven. Second one coming for Brannigan. Boy, so low scoring between Unitigo and Green over there tonight in Tigo. So it's got to be a defensive battle between those two. We'll talk about that more at halftime. Brannigan goes 2 out of 2. He's got 8. And it's 26-13 with 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Delhi boys on top of Sydney here in the boys' MAC semifinals. Winner will go to the MAC championship on Friday at Binghamton University. Winner of this game will get the winner of Green and Unitigo. That's why we're keeping an eye on that. Pass to the high post through the hands of Matthews. Ball loose on the floor. Chabot comes up with it. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. We're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay with the Warriors of Sydney. Thought maybe they were going to get Chabot for a travel. He was pretty much trying to stand up with the ball, and that rule seems to change all the time. It's half the time they call it. Sometimes someone's rolling around, they let him get away with it. Doesn't matter here, though, because Sydney throws it away on the inbounds. A bounce pass sails right out of bounds and into the Delhi crowd, so the Bulldogs will get it back. With 4:20 to go in the second quarter, it's 26-13. Delhi boys on top of Sydney in the MAC semifinals tonight, live from Delaware Academy. Appreciate you listening in here tonight. Here's Ty Bruce, wants to take it to the rim, a little up and under. He's fouled. Delhi's having a lot of success getting into the lane, getting to the rim. Sydney's making them pay the price, but Delhi's going to the line. This will be the sixth team foul on Sydney and the first here on Palmateer of the Warriors. And so Ty Bruce steps in. His first shot, no good. Skim the front of the rim. And he'll come back for shot number two. Without sick the first time these two teams played, had the flu, had to battle back, missed about 4 or 5 days. And good to see Ty Bruce back out there and healthy as he gets that shot to go. Actually, his first point tonight. Ty Bruce has been showing up more and more on the score sheet this year, but it's all the little things he brings to the game. The hustle, the leadership, the steals, the assists, all of that is huge for Ty Bruce. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 27-13. Here's Nick Revell from downtown for Sydney. Left side, no good. Lalash a rebound. Shovels one out to Akins and a head now for Bruce. Bruce will slow it down, pump the brakes. Bruce thought about a three, pump faked it, and goes to Luke Brannigan instead. 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs leading the Warriors 27-13. Brannigan tries a backdoor cut to Bruce. The pass didn't get through. Intercepted by Palmateer. Palmateer stops, pops, wants a deep three, no good. Off the back of the rim, clanked it. And an outlet pass for Delhi on the rebound to Ty Bruce. Bruce back to Brannigan, holding on to it here, and they'll slow things down, wanting to set up the half-court offense. Delhi in no rush with a 27-13 lead late in the second quarter. Here's Akins with a pull-up jumper, and it's good for Logan Akins. Curled off a screen and was able to bury it from the left elbow. And Delhi is in control, 29-13, with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Right side for Mosier, now to Palmateer, far side for Gravel. Stripped, chases it back to midcourt. In a tough spot, we'll now find Mosier. They'll get to reset the offense with 15 to go here on the shot clock. To Chabot on the right, low block, back out for Mosier. Left that three ball short, both teams scrambling for the rebound. Gravel got tied up there with Logan Akins. We have a traveling violation on Akins. What did I just say a few minutes ago, right? He fell over. They called the travel. I know that there's some concrete part in the rule book that talks about that. I obviously haven't read it, but I just see a lot of different calls all the time on that. So it's always interesting to see what they will call. 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor now for Liam Matthews. Matthews will find Mosier. Now back out to Matthews. On the baseline, nice job. Splits two defenders and loops it up and in for Liam Matthews. And he's got 5 points. And that makes it 29-15 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. This is where I'll get an email tomorrow and someone will say, hey, Nate, I just wanted to clear up that rule for you. This is Section 5, Paragraph 4, Line E on the traveling rule. So I'll be expecting that email tomorrow. As Haight misses the three-pointer here, it actually went up and hit the top of the backboard. I do know that that's out of bounds. And so Sydney will get it back. With 2:09 to go in the second quarter, Bulldogs leading the Warriors of Sydney 29-15. The bench crew comes back in again. Hunter Sanford, A.J. Oxtakalnis will check back in. Rich Lalash to the bench, as well as Logan Akins for Delhi. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Warriors trying to hang tough. Can they make a little run before halftime? Left side for Nick Gravel. Gravel holding on to it. Now down low for Chabot. Back out to Palmateer. They need him to get going from outside. Try to find a way to get some threes. They've had Haight right in his shorts all night pretty much. Liam Matthews takes it to the rim, up and in. That'll work too. Matthews has got 7. And with a 1:40 to go in the second quarter, it's 29-17. Delhi on top of Sydney. Still manageable now for the Warriors. They go to Brannigan. Down low. The kiss off the glass, no good. Hunter Sanford is there. Had it stripped away by Chabot. Nice defense there for Sydney. Palmateer back up the floor. As Sydney goes left to right, Palmateer will now find Gravel. Chest pass into the corner for Matthews. Matthews needs to be aggressive here for Sydney. Keep this hot streak going. They find him down low. Up and under shot for Matthews. Gets it to go. Matthews has 9, and Sydney making a little run here. It's back to 10. They trail 29-19 with a minute to go in the second quarter. Across the midcourt timeline is Ty Bruce. Bruce on the left side. Bounce pass on a backdoor cut for Brannigan. Nice feed off there for the cutting Alex Haight. He puts it up and in. It's 31-19. Haight has 8 points. 45 seconds to go before the half. Here is Palmateer. Palmateer now back to Chabot. Chabot wants the straightaway three. The big fella steps out. The three ball won't go. Gets his own rebound, though. Stripped of the ball at the last second, but Sydney holds on. They go to Palmateer on the right side. Palmateer in the paint. And there's going to be a reach-in foul here, I believe, on Alex Haight with 30 seconds to go, second quarter. 31-19 the score. Delhi fans not happy with that call. So the foul's going to be on... No, they didn't call it on Haight there. They called it... Oh, yes, no, they didn't call it on Haight. They called it on Oxtakalnis. So that's his first, but a steal now on the inbounds play by Delhi. Much to the delight of the fans with 15 seconds to go. Oxtakalnis ahead, off the glass, and good. What a play there for A.J. Oxtakalnis. He's got 4. And with 15 seconds to go in the second quarter, it's 33-19. So that foul is on Oxtakalnis down here, his first, team's 7th. Now they get a foul on Sydney's Nick Gravel, his first, team's 4th. Oxtakalnis to the line. After that foul down here on Delhi, the Bulldogs stole the inbounds pass and resulted in this play. As Oxtakalnis goes down the floor, hits the three-point play. He's got 5. And it's 34-19 with 14 seconds to go in the second quarter. Wouldn't it be timely for Sydney for a Johnny Palmateer three-pointer or Liam Matthews maybe for an inside two? Get him some momentum. 6 seconds left. They go to Palmateer. He's in a double team. Palmateer's got to go back to Gravel with 2 seconds left. Have to pull up and shoot. Hit the front of the rim and it won't go. Our halftime score, Delhi 34, Sydney 19. We're going to have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
Local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And the halftime score here, 34-19. The Delhi boys on top of Sydney in the boys' MAC semifinals. Here is our scoring summary. First for Sydney, they are led by a team-high 9 points for Liam Matthews. And then it's pretty balanced the rest of the way. Devin Chabot with 3, Glenn Rogers with 3, Peyton Mosier with 2, John Palmateer with 2. Pretty balanced on the other side for Delaware Academy. 8 points apiece for Alex Haight and Luke Brannigan. 6 for Rich Lalash. And then they have 5 for A.J. Oxtakalnis, 4 for Logan Akins, and 2 for Hunter Sanford. So having those guys be able to come off the bench has certainly been huge tonight for D.A. Sidney has looked really good at times. I think Palmateer is going to have to get more involved. They're going to have to find a way to get him some open shots. Leah Matthews has just got to keep doing what he's doing. He's getting the ball at the high post, and we said it earlier, he's slicing and dicing, and he's finding ways to get to the hoop. And they're just going to have to pick it up on D and hopefully find some ways to keep those offensive spurts going. There's been times when they've scored 4 or 6 in a row, but then Delhi will go on a run of their own, 4, 6, 8 in a row. So that's what makes Delhi so tough. They're balanced, they can get out and run the floor, and their defense. They turned Sidney over a bunch of times in some tough spots and got some easy layups out of it. So that certainly was a huge difference here so far in tonight's game. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use that Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. The other halftime score of the Mac Boys semifinals, Green on top of Unitigo, 18-15. Just going to double-check that to make sure that Green was in the lead there. Just want to make sure that I'm giving you the right score for that other game. So a low-scoring game, no matter what. Yeah, Green 18-15 over Unitigo at the half. Again, that game was 60-59 in double overtime the other night. I'm trying to remember the score at the end of the regulation. I think it was in the 40s or so, maybe high 40s. So, boy, Green has all the pieces. If they could put it together, they got great guards, they got size, they got shooters. They just seem to be real hot and cold. Unitigo, I've been very impressed with them. They're just a team, again, that has all the pieces, but the thing that's impressed me the most about the Unitigo guys at times this year has been their grit and their heart, where they just say, okay, you know, we're not going to let this team push us around. We're not going to let this team push us over. We're going to grind it out. We're going to find a way to win. So that's been very impressive for those guys this year. So Delhi coming out of the locker room here to a nice round of applause from their fans, trying to move on to the MAC championship game. I know this group has set the MAC championship in their sights, and it's something they really want this year. And through two quarters, they lead Sidney 34-19, so they're halfway there. Warriors trying to earn a trip to the MAC championship as the 4 seed. That would certainly be a nice run for the Warriors if they could pull that off, but they have a tall task ahead of them here in the second half. Again, our halftime score, Delhi boys leading 34-19 over visiting Sidney. In the MAC semifinals tonight, the championship game, girls will be at 6, boys will be at 8 for the MAC championship down at Binghamton University on Friday night. It's a great venue. If you haven't been down there and you're thinking, it's kind of far, trust me, it's worth it. It's going to be two great games no matter who gets there. Plenty of seating, plenty of parking. You'll be able to have some room. Really beautiful facility. I don't know how much longer the MAC is going to have it at BU. I believe this is year 3 or 4 of having it there. But it's a great place to watch a game. So head down and check those out on Friday night and support all our local athletes. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here. The Sidney boys trailing Delhi 34-19 at the break. We'll be back. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
At WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. As we get you set for the start of the third quarter, Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 34-19, Delhi boys on top of Sidney. Two quick things I got to say. One, I got a text message with the rules about traveling. So what did I say? Someone was going to let me know about that. So appreciate someone sending me that information. And two, I was brought up a chocolate chip cookie from the Fogarty family. And they have a bakery. It's great. I appreciate that. Huge chocolate chip cookie. That's going to be my post-game dinner. So I appreciate that. It'll keep me going through the second half here knowing I got a chocolate chip cookie at the end. So I am interested to see what happens with the second half here. I think it's going to be a good one. Delhi boys trying to punch their tickets to the MAC championship. Sidney trying to say not so fast with two quarters left to play. 34-19 the score. Delhi with the basketball going left to right. Delhi's in the white with the maroon trim. Pretty much opposite for Sidney, the maroon with the white trim. Bulldogs and Warriors here as Brannigan takes it to the rim. Right wing side, no good. LaLasha rebound, puts it back up and is immediately fouled. Foul's going to be on Mosier. So the first foul of the second half, just 14 seconds in. Again, a beach slash pool party theme here tonight. We got the pool noodles, we got some inner tubes, beach balls, Hawaiian shirts, bucket hats, and the large inflatable whale as well over there. The whale keeps getting passed around, almost like he's crowd surfing at a concert. So well done by the Delhi student section tonight. First shot for the Losh is no good. Second shot coming. I heard that Unitigo tonight was doing like a tie-dye slash hippie night, so I'm sure that's a fun look tonight over at the U. Losh goes 0-for-2 at the line, so that's no good there for Delhi. Leah Matthews back for Sydney the other way. Bounce pass through the legs there of Chabot, out of bounds, but last touched by Logan Akins of Delhi, they say. So it will stay with Sydney. 7.5 to go in this third quarter here from Delaware Academy tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Backdoor pass for Chabot. Great look from Mosier off the inbounds pass, and he finishes. Chabot, the 6'6 big man, now has 5 points, and it's 34-21 with 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Wow, Green has pulled away 37-23 at the end of the third quarter. Big stretch there for Green. So the Trojans are in control, trying to book their tickets to the MAC championship with 7:05 to go here in the third quarter. The score here is 34-21. Losh again to the line as he gets fouled at the right low block. And right now, Sydney just doesn't have an answer for the crashing and banging inside of Rich Losh. He's not the tallest big guy you're going to see in the league, but he's probably one of the strongest on the low block. He can just move people around, and that's why he's going to college to play college football. First shot for Losh is up and no good. He was a beast this year on the line for a resurrected, I would call it, Delaware Academy football team that made the sectional semifinals. Losh cannot get the first shot to go. Second one for Losh rattles it in. And so Losh has 7, and it's 35-21 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Leah Matthews in the backcourt. Little dribble drive across the midcourt timeline. Gets tripped up there. Foul on Delhi. Going to be on Alex Haight. That brings down a cloud of boos here from the Delhi fans. With 6:55 to go in the third quarter, it's 35-21, a 14-point lead for Delhi. Trying to protect it, so they'll get the ball into Sydney. Sydney now with the ball, I should say. This is Palmateer, left side, into the corner for Mosier. Mosier escapes a double team. They go back to Palmateer. Sydney has done such a good job tonight Delhi has done a good job on keeping an eye on Palmateer of Sydney. Ty Bruce, a couple other guys have pretty much shadowed him the whole time. They'll work it into the corner for Glenn Rogers. Pull up three for Rogers is good for Sydney, and he's got 6 points. And it's 35-24. Sydney again saying not so fast. 6:20 to go in this third quarter. Delhi needs a bucket on this possession, trying to maintain their comfortable lead. Brannigan left side. Brannigan holding on to it. 20 on the shot clock now for Delhi. Warren Kelly shouting out a new play for his guys. Coming off the screen. Brannigan with the ball. Kicks one back to Logan Akins. Akins bouncing into the corner now for Alex Haight. Hanging in the air. No good. Losh with the rebound. Won't go. Rebound for Leah Matthews. And Sydney's got numbers if they can hurry. Matthews down the floor to the right side. The kiss off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Chabot puts it up and in. And Chabot has got 7 points. And just like that, it's 35-26. Timeout taken by Delhi. Sydney's got new life here, folks, with 5:45 to go in the third. Again, it's 35-26. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 5.5 to go in the third quarter here from Delaware Academy. It's Delhi boys leading Sydney 35-26. Delhi with the basketball on the baseline. They go to Alex Haight. Haight into the paint. Pull up is good for Alex Haight. He's got 10. Push up or a pull up. They both work, I guess, there. 37-26 with 5:20 to go in the third. And again, it's 37-23. Green on top of Unitigo in that other game in that semifinal. So Green trying to book their ticket back to the MAC championship game. Pull-up jumper here for Sydney is no good. Rebound for Glenn Rogers, and the right-handed layup won't go, but he's headed to the line. Sydney trying to keep it close enough, and I've had a lot of coaches tell me this year that, you know, a 10-point lead in boys, if you can keep it around 10, you always know you're one run away from getting right back in the game. A little bit different with the girls' game is what coaches usually tell me, but with boys, a 10-point lead can evaporate so fast as Rogers gets the first shot to go. Rogers now with 7. So the senior, Glenn Rogers, having a nice night here. Not always known for his scoring, but stepping up big. Delhi has really tried to clamp down on Palmateer. And so they're making the other guys shoot, and Rogers is making them pay as he goes 2-for-2 at the line. Makes it 37-28 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ty Bruce in the backcourt will walk it across the midcourt timeline. And here is Bruce with a chest pass over to Haight on the right wing side. Haight backing his man down into the paint, tries to go to the far side. It goes to Brannigan. It was tipped, though, by Rogers. He almost had the steal. Now with 15 on the shot clock, Brannigan. Delhi has really kind of gone cold here offensively, trying to get the spark going. An air ball here from Brannigan. Steal now for Matthews on the rebound. Matthews trying to go coast to coast. Takes it inside. The kiss off the glass is good for Liam Matthews. And he's got 11. And it's 37-30, folks, with 4.5 to go in the third. Sydney is right back in this ball game. Cool, calm, and collected so far for the Warriors. Ty Bruce will now go to Lalash on the right side. Lalash chest pass to Haight. Haight into the corner now for Bruce as Delhi goes left to right. Bruce on the baseline, wants to take it inside. What a move there by Ty Bruce, and he finishes. Just when they needed a bucket, they go to the senior. He makes it 39-30 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Big-time bucket there for Bruce. Chance of defense now from the Delhi student section. Can Sydney keep the magic going on this possession? They go to Palmateer. One-handed bounce pass into the corner for Rogers. Back to Palmateer. They wheel one around for Matthews left side. Into the corner for Rogers again. Escapes the double team. Goes back to Mosier. 10 on the shot clock. Mosier inside for Chabot. The pull-up is too strong. Rebound Lalash. And an outlet pass here for Alex Haight. Haight with the ball safely in his hands will walk it up the floor. Delhi boys leading 39-30 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Haight straight away. He's got Matthews right in his shorts. What a matchup. They go to Bruce on the right side. Bruce dishes off for Lalash. He couldn't handle the pass. Rogers with a steal. Bounce pass ahead for Liam Matthews. Haight was able to get back and steal it. And now Delhi back up the floor, but through the hands of Logan Akins and out of bounds. Otherwise, Delhi would have been off to the races. So Sydney will get it back with 3:17 to go in the third, and Delhi leading 39-30. Sydney with the basketball in the backcourt. They go here for Palmateer. Bounce pass to Mosier. They wheel one to the left side. Now for Rogers. Sydney going right to left. Palmateer off a screen. His three from a tough angle is too strong. Rebound for Brannigan. Outlet pass to Bruce. Floats one down the floor here for Haight, who dishes one over to Brannigan, and he's fouled with 2:55 to go in the third. Yeah, Brannigan was on that backdoor cut. I was watching him as Haight caught it in the corner. Took me a minute to catch up as Haight tossed one over to him. 2:55 to go in the third. 39-30 to score. I'm always looking out for that backdoor cut guy. As Brannigan will go to the line, first shot is up and good here for Brannigan. So Brannigan has 9. Again, balanced scoring. Brannigan 9, Haight with 8. Lalash with 7, and Oxtakalnis with 5, Akins with 4, Bruce with 3, Sanford with 2 here for DA. 40-30 the score. Brannigan's second shot is good. So Brannigan's into double figures. He's got 10. Gravel is going to check in for Sydney. Glenn Rogers is going to get a breather. So Delhi leading 41-30. Still, as we said before, a 10-point lead can always be dangerous in the boys' game because Sydney just made a little run there, got back in it, chipped it down from about 14 or 15, got it down to 7 before it ballooned back up here to 11 as the Bulldogs went on a little run of their own. Can Sydney do it again? They go to the high post for Matthews, now to Mosier. Stuck on the right low block, double team, picks up his dribble, goes back to Matthews, now offers Chabot. The big man down low lays it up and in. Chabot now with 9 points. Makes it 41-32. Sydney isn't going anywhere quite yet. Ty Bruce back up the floor as we come up on 2:25 to go in the third. Bruce with a chest pass for Brannigan. Brannigan on the left wing side in the paint. Tries to throw one out for Bruce, and we got a foul here on Sydney with 2:20 to go in the third. Who's this foul going to be on for Sydney? I believe on Mosier. Team foul situation for both teams. Delhi with two, and Sydney now with four team fouls. It's the third personal on Mosier. And Delhi will get it in. It's a block there by Sydney Chabot. Oxtakalnis will come down with the ball, though. Back out for Ty Bruce, and they'll look to reset with 2:10 to go in the third. Ty Bruce barking out plays, setting it up. They go to the left wing side now for Brannigan. Brannigan on the left low block goes back to Oxtakalnis. 15 on the shot clock. They reverse it to Bruce right side. Bruce off the screen. Thought about a long two and said leans into it. It won't go. Matthews a rebound, and he's looking to run. Matthews with numbers. Dishes one off here for Mosier. Tosses it up. Can't get the shot to go. Matthews a rebound. He's tied up with Brannigan. Jump ball is going to keep it with Sydney. With 1:45 to go in the third. Sydney going to the bench now. Anthony Morris is going to check into the game here for Sydney. With the score 41-32. And Sydney will have the ball on the baseline. Still a lot of time left in this ball game for Sydney to make a run. Referees are going to get together here and talk about something. Not exactly sure what they're going to get together to talk about here. Again, 1:47 to go in the third. It's 41-32. Waiting for the inbounds play here. Okay, they're going to reset the shot clock. That was what they wanted to make sure was completed. Makes sense. And so Sydney on the baseline will look to get it in. They go to Anthony Morris on the right side, now to Palmateer. Again, Palmateer tonight only with 2 points. They're going to need him to step up big here late third, early fourth. A foul now is going to be on Sydney, on Nick Gravel. Gravel and Oxtakalnis were kind of going for a loose ball there. They're going to whistle the foul on Gravel, his second team's fifth, saying that he put a little bit too much body on that one. So we'll get a 1:39 to go here in the third quarter. It's 41-32. And Brannigan will come across the midcourt timeline as Sydney goes left to right. Brannigan picks up his dribble in a tough spot, but reverses far side for Sanford just in time. Sanford will now find Ty Bruce straight away. Bruce with a chest pass far side. Now looking for Preston Van Wee, who's into the game. Van Wee floats one over to the far side for Brannigan. Wants to try to take his man to the hoop. Pull up 15-footer off the back of the tin. No good. Sanford a rebound, but Palmateer steals it. With a minute 10 to go in the third, it's 41-32. Delhi boys on top of Sydney. Matthews on the left low block. Takes it down low. Shot won't go. Rebound for the Bulldogs. And Van Wee has it taken right back by Matthews. He puts it up and in. Matthews with a great steal there. He was kind of hiding out and then stole it away. He's got 13, and it's 41-34 with 50 seconds to go in the third. Another steal by Sydney. Matthews ahead for Palmateer, takes it to the rim. Oh, he missed it. Ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to Delhi. Palmateer will walk that one back. Didn't use the glass. Went up. It swirled around the rim. Wouldn't flush down and popped out. With 42 seconds to go in the third, and Warren Kelly telling his guys, slow down. Take your time. So Delhi in the backcourt will look to bring it up. Across the midcourt timeline here is Brannigan with 35 seconds to go in the third. That would have been huge for Sydney. Now for Haight on the left side. Haight down low at the left elbow. Wants to pull it back out. Goes to Van Wee in the corner. Van Wee loses it. And here's Palmateer again. Taken right back though by Haight for Oxtakalnis. Wants to go inside. Tried to dunk it. Missed it. Haight with a rebound and he's fouled. With 16 seconds to go in the third. Oxtakalnis goes over, has a quick word with Warren Kelly. We can lip read here, and he does say it's okay. Just take your time on those. I'm not really sure if he was trying. It looked like he tried to dunk. He kind of floated up there. He grabbed the rim, let the ball go. Didn't go in, but boy, Haight was right there and is able to scoop it up. Gets fouled. First shot from the line, though, will not go with 16.9 to go. Brannigan to the bench and Bruce back in. Boy, what a run here by Sydney to try to get back in this ball game. And so Haight to the line. Second shot here for Alex Haight. Left it short. Rebound is loose. Sydney will come away. So no damage done there for Sydney. Palmateer with 10 seconds left. Boy, if they could hit a shot here at the buzzer, wouldn't that be huge? They float one to Gravel. Gravel left side, now back to Pommatier. Over for Anthony Morris to the high post for Chabot. Do they know how much time is left? Turnaround shot by Chabot, in and out. Three corners in the books. Delhi 41, Sydney 34. Fourth corner coming up here on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Trying to keep an eye on that Green and Unitigo game. I'm told Green is up by 16 points in the fourth quarter, so it looks like the Trojans might be putting the icing on the cake here over in Unitigo. That's a tough one for the Spartans unless they can make a comeback in the fourth quarter. That game is a little bit ahead of this game, so we should know the final on that well before this one goes final. But boy, Sydney will not go quietly here. A great third quarter by the Warriors, and they're right back in this game. Here's Brannigan trying to take it to the rim. It's blocked, but it goes to Hunter Sanford, who lays it up and in. That ball bounced right into his hands, and he was able to finish, making it 43-34. With 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Pommatier across the midcourt timeline. Chest pass for Anthony Morris. So we do not see him in the game very much during the year here for Sydney. But he's going to play some big minutes, it appears, here in the fourth quarter. Chabot on a double team on the baseline. He's fouled. The reach-in here on Delaware Academy. And it's going to be on A.J. Oxtakalnis. Fresh in the fourth quarter. It's 43-34. Sydney only a couple of key buckets away from maybe really putting a dent in this thing. And on the baseline, this is going to be the Sydney Warriors with the ball. Pommatier, again, only with, 2 points for Pommatier. He's going to need more here in the fourth quarter for Sydney. Ball loose at midcourt. Pommatier with a steal. Trying to take it to the rim himself. Pommatier, a turnaround shot. It won't go. Matthews cleans it up and puts it in. Liam Matthews is putting his team on his back, and it's 43-36 with 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Ty Bruce in the backcourt. Whale of a semifinal here tonight at DA. Left side for Brannigan. Brannigan off a screen from Oxtakalnis. Now goes inside for Hunter Sanford. He's fouled. Right-handed layup wouldn't go, but the big fella's going to the line. Both teams are doing a really nice job of getting into the paint, getting into the interior, finding passing lanes, and getting to the line. Both teams have done a good job. So here's the team foul situation. 7 now for Sydney and 3 for Delhi. Sanford to the line, in and out. That's the second foul on Sydney's Johnny Pommatier. So that's big for Delhi. They're trying to protect this lead. They'll be going to the line the rest of the way. Sanford, second shot for him. Good. So Sanford now with 5 points. And we do have a final. Green defeats Unitigo 46-28. Wow, 46-28. The Green boys are headed to the MAC championship, folks. 46-28 again the final in the other MAC semifinal. 3-seed Green knocks off 2-seed Unitigo. Sydney with the basketball here on their own offensive end of the floor. Here's Matthews. He's blocked by Oxtakalnis. Gravel with a rebound off the block, though. It's 44-36. Chabot on the interior. Has it knocked away, but gets it back to Pommatier. NBA three from straight away is good for Pommatier, and he's got 5. And it's 44-39 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney is back from the dead. This is going to be a great finish here, folks, over the last 6 minutes. Right side now for Brannigan. Brannigan comes off a screen to the high post. Stripped out of there by Chabot, and then a reach-in foul on Chabot is going to bail out Delhi right there. No, it's going to be a foul on Brannigan for pushing off. Delhi fans can't believe it. With 6:04 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 44-39. Sydney, down as many as 14 at one point, has crawled back in. They trail by five, and still a lot of time left in this game here tonight at Delaware Academy. Both teams going to the bench, putting in some different substitutes here. Sydney is back to the starting five. Delhi as well is back to the starting five. Oh, this is going to be a great last 6 minutes here, folks. The winner will get Green. We've confirmed that Green has beat Unitego in the other semifinal. Sydney with the ball. And they'll work it to the far side for Glenn Rogers. Rogers inside for Liam Matthews. Bumps one back over to Chabot. In the paint, he is sandwiched and fouled. And Delhi starting to catch up in the team foul situation. It's seven now for Sydney, five for Delhi. That's going to be the second personal on Alex Haight. Neither team really has anybody in super bad foul trouble. But the team foul situation is getting interesting. 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Palmateer off a screen right side. He got it. Palmateer's got eight. And it's 44-42. Timeout Delhi with 5:37 to go, fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout and be right back here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. We got a ball game, folks. Delhi boys leading Sydney 44-42. Delhi with the basketball. I'm Nate Lowe here on WCDO. Thanks for listening online as well at WCDOsports.com. Winner will get Green, who defeated Unitego in the other semifinal. I'm sure all those fans are jumping in the car listening to this one right now saying, what is going on tonight over at DA? Who are we going to play? 5:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Two-point ball game. Delhi ahead 44-42 with the ball. Brannigan into the paint. Backs his man down. Finds a cutting Ty Bruce. Puts it up and in. Bruce now with 5 points. In the top seed, Delhi leads Sydney 46-42. Here's Palmateer, who all of a sudden is red hot, dishing one off now for Liam Matthews. Sydney in the maroon with the white trim going right to left. Chance of defense from the Delhi student section. And they go to Matthews' right side. Back out for Mosier. The three ball there is no good. Way too long, and a rebound for Haight. Sydney did all this work to get back into it. They trailed by two. They cannot let Delhi go on another run here right now. Haight, left side, tries to get to the rim. Shot is short. Matthews with a block. And an outlet pass here to Palmateer in the backcourt. And ahead now for Liam Matthews. Matthews goes to Mosier. Back to Matthews. Pull-up jumper from the foul line. Too strong. Rebound for Delhi. Logan Akins went into the land of the trees and ripped that one down with 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 46-42. Delhi boys are on top of Sydney. Chest pass to the far side for Logan Akins in front of the Delhi bench. Now to Brannigan, straight away, three-point line extended. Brannigan lost control of it. Sydney looking for another steal with Palmateer, and they get it. Palmateer only had 2 points until a couple of possessions ago. Back-to-back threes gives them 8 points now, and he's been great on the steals as well. Goes to Chabot, top of the key. Left side for Glenn Rogers. Lost it in the paint. We got a jump ball situation. No, Delhi comes away with it. Akins, like a magician, comes out of there with the ball. And now to Brannigan, left side, with 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's 46-42. Delhi boys trying to cling to this lead and hang on. They go left side for Alex Haight. Matthews has been all over him, right in his shorts. Haight down low, little spin move. The floater won't go, but he's fouled and will head to the line. What a matchup between those two. You want to talk about athletic guys. Of course, Liam Matthews going Division I football to Cornell next year, so you know he's got the speed and the agility and all those things. Alex Haight, I don't know what his future holds. He's only a junior in terms of college, but a fantastic football player, played soccer here for a number of years. As he gets the first foul shot to go, He's now got 11. He's a fantastic tennis player as well in the spring. And, of course, he's fantastic on the hardwood in the winter here for the Bulldogs. Shot is good here for Haight. He's got 12. Makes it 48-42. Delhi with a little breathing room right now with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Palmateer back over the half-court timeline here for Sydney. They need a bucket on this possession. Sydney down low. Great dish there to Chabot, and he was fouled. Chabot got hammered on the wrist as he went up for the layup. And so here's our team foul situation. That's 8 on Sydney and 6 now on Delhi. Foul going to be on Haight, his third. Again, team 6th. So both teams, it looks like, are going to be doing some shooting here over the last 3 minutes of this ball game. Chabot will get it in, finds Palmateer in the corner. Palmateer double-teamed, has to shove one off here for Rogers. Rogers on the right side is fouled by Brannigan. And that is going to be Delhi's 7th team foul. So both teams will be shooting the rest of the way. Both teams' fans are not happy. We're getting boos from the Sydney fans. We're getting boos from the Delhi fans. The life of being an official. 3:12 to go in the fourth quarter, and now Glenn Rogers to the line here for Sydney. He's been clutch here tonight. Rogers, first shot, no good. Broadcaster's curse, but Matthews with a rebound. Out for Mosier for three. That one's off the front of the rim. And Losh with a rebound. Outlet pass to Bruce, and he wants to slow it down and work some clock with 3 minutes to go. Again, Delhi averages 68 points a game. Tonight, only with 48. Sydney's done a good job defensively. Left side for Brannigan. Comes off a screen. Brannigan looking for the backdoor cut here for Bruce. Down low. He gets it to go. And he's fouled. Ty Bruce to the line. Ty Bruce, we said it earlier, the senior leader on this team. Earlier in the year with Sydney, against Sydney, Bruce was out with the flu. They didn't have him. A lot of people say, well, that's why Sydney was able to keep it so close. Obviously not the case, because Sydney has played great here tonight and chipped away, but Bruce has made a big difference, definitely, for Delhi. He gets the shot to go. He's got 8. Makes it 51-42 with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney, again, trying to make another little run. Down low for Chabot. It's up and in, and Chabot's got 11, and a timeout is taken by the Sydney Warriors. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter in the MAC semis, folks. Delhi 51 and Sydney 44. We'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 51-44 the score, as the Sydney boys trailing here against the Delhi Bulldogs. Sydney had chipped it back to 44-42, but again, Sydney trailing 51-44 now with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And so Delhi will have the basketball. Boy, if Sydney loses this game, you feel for them. They were down 14. They cut it all the way back to 44-42, and then another run by Delhi gives them a 51-44 lead currently with 2:40 to go. Full court pressure coming from Sydney. Delhi in the backcourt. Ty Bruce saying get out of here. Clears everybody out. Gets across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Bruce with the ball. Chest pass for Haight. Haight comes off the screen. Right side, takes it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Losh with the follow-up rebound. Nobody boxed him out. Losh put it in. He's got 9. And it's 53-44 with 2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Palmateer across the Bulldogs logo. Does Sydney have one last haymaker in him to try to get back in here? The clock is starting to become their enemy. Palmateer for 3, right side. Good for Palmateer. And he's got 11. Won't go quietly. It's 53-47. We said he needed to get hot, and he has. Delhi with the ball with 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, 53-47. Delhi trying to get to the MAC championship. The winner of this game will take on Green. Bruce at the top of the key. They go right side now for Brannigan on the baseline. Steps back, thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Now it goes to Bruce. 10 seconds on the shot clock, a buck 35 to go on the game clock. Bruce slices into the defense, tosses one up, can't get it to go. LaLasha rebound. We're going to have a whistle. Who's this going to be on? It's going to be a foul on Sydney, sending LaLasha to the line. Sydney now with 10 team fouls, Delhi with 7. Foul's going to be on Chabot, his third. Again, Delhi boys leading 53-47. And LaLasha to the line, trying to help protect this little cushion that Delhi has. Sydney, again, still with, 92 seconds left, and the shooting of Palmatier could get back in as LaLasha misses the foul shot. Second one coming. Sydney bringing Anthony Morris back in. Mosier to the bench. We'll see how the substitutions go for either side now the rest of the way. So LaLasha settles in. And LaLasha puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Sydney still has life. I mean, you think about it here, folks. A three cuts it to a single possession game. Minute 25 to go here, fourth quarter. In the corner for Anthony Morris for three. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Rebound out of bounds. Ty Bruce can't get to it in time. It's going to go back to Sydney with a minute 17 to go in the fourth quarter. Good look there for Sydney. It just wouldn't go down for Anthony Morris. Timeout taken here by Delhi with a minute 17 to go. It's 53-47. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Minute 17 to go, fourth quarter. It's 53-47. Delhi boys on top of Sydney. Sydney, you got to give all the credit in the world here to the Warriors. They have fought tooth and nail, got down early, cut it all the way down to two. And now with a minute 17 in the fourth quarter, they trail 53-47. Leah Matthews with the ball. They go to Palmatier left side. Palmatier looking for a screen on Ty Bruce. He gets it. Sydney's going to have to move quickly here. A three on this possession for Sydney would be ideal, but even a two keeps this very manageable. Now a steal by Alex Haight. Both teams scrambling on the floor. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Haight. And it stays with Sydney with 1:01 to go. Sydney's got to hurry here. They need a little urgency, I think. You want to see him get a bucket so they have some time. Chabot gets it to the inside, goes back out to Palmatier in the corner. He's got everybody right in his face. LaLasha came out on him as well as Bruce. Palmatier steps back, NBA range, three, it won't go. Rebound out of bounds, going back to Delhi with 49 seconds to go. Good look there for Palmatier, but boy, was it deep. He shot that one from about Treadwell. With 49 seconds to go, fourth quarter, it's 53-47. Nobody takes a timeout here. Full court pressure coming from Sydney, and they've been very good with the steals tonight. Delhi gets it in. They go to LaLasha, and now back to Bruce. You want him to have the ball. Bruce zips one over to the left side for Brannigan. Just gets over the line in time. Brannigan now back to Bruce. Sydney has not fouled. They're just backing right off here. 35 seconds to go. Sydney looking over to the bench for Coach Mike Brzee, and finally, Palmatier fouls with 32 and a half to go. That's 53-47. If Bruce makes these might be the icing on the cake, and we would have the MAC championship battle that a lot of people were hoping for and expecting between Delhi and Green. Delhi and Green in the regular season went to double OT. Delhi came out on top. That game was at GCS. It was a classic. Delhi trying to see if they can get a round two of that matchup as Bruce gets the first foul shot to go, making it 54-47. Boy, Sydney really, really close to getting right back into this game. And when they cut it to two, they still had a lot of time. It was like, wow, this is big. Bruce can't get the second shot to go. Sydney's got to hurry with 30 seconds left. They go to Palmatier. Palmateer across the midcourt timeline. He's going to have to force a three. He does. It won't go. Hit the front of the rim. Rebound for Delhi to Logan Aiken. Aiken's trying to dribble out of trouble with 20 seconds left. Shovels one over to Brannigan. And Brannigan now is fouled by Palmateer with 16 seconds to go. And he'll head to the line. You can see the collective sigh of relief from the Delhi bench and the Delhi fans. Sydney came in here and gave them everything they could handle tonight. And Brannigan will head to the line. So Brannigan will step up to shoot two with 16.6 to go. And first foul shot won't go. I can almost guarantee what Delhi will be working on this week before the MAC championship game, and that would be free throw shooting. Every coach's worst nightmare this time of the year, I'm sure, as Brannigan goes 0 for 2. Rebound for Matthews. 15 seconds left. Sydney with one last gasp. Matthews gets into the paint, works one back out. Anthony Morris for three. Left side, rattled it in. Anthony Morris for three, and Sydney won't quit. 54-50 with 5 seconds left. Timeout taken by Sydney. They still have life. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5.9 seconds left. That deep three there by Anthony Morris cuts this to a Delhi lead of 54-50 with 6 seconds left. Delhi will have the ball. Sydney called timeout, and they're going to have some full court pressure here. Now, if Sydney could get a steal and a three, I mean, we're still talking about a Hail Mary miracle here. But you never know. Sydney's been great with the steals here tonight. Ty Bruce doing the inbounding duties. He gets it to Alex Haight, a nicely designed play, and he's quickly fouled there by Anthony Morris. One thing I got to say about these two teams tonight, the sportsmanship has been there. Anytime somebody's got knocked down on a hard play or even right there where they had to intentionally foul Alex Haight, a lot of little high fives and pats on the back, helping guys up. Love to see that. Between two teams that are in a rivalry game like this. 5 seconds left. Haight to the line. Delhi up 54-50. First shot for Haight is good. Haight now with 13. And the second one coming. Delhi on top 55-50. And Haight to the line. This one rattled out. Rebound for Chabot. It's too little too late for Sydney. Matthews with a three-pointer at the buzzer. In and out. Our final score, 55-50. Delhi moves on to the MAC championship game. They'll be taking on the Green Trojans on Friday night at Binghamton University at 8 p.m. The girls will play at 6. So here's our two MAC championship games. DH and Unitigo in the girls' game. Delhi and Green in the boys' game. We'll be back with the post-game show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Patriot Masonry of Otico.
Welcome back one last time to Delaware Academy. A great boys MAC basketball semifinal tonight with one seed Delhi defeating a four seed Sydney 55-50. So a great game, everything you could ask for. Green defeats Unitigo. The three seed Trojans defeat the two seed Spartans 46-28 in the other game. So our MAC championship for boys will be one seed Delhi taking on 3-seed Green, 46-28. Here is our scoring summary. First for Sydney tonight, Leah Matthews has a, let's see, it's going to be, yeah, going to be a game-high 15 points for Leah Matthews, 11 apiece for Devin Chabot and Johnny Palmateer, 8 for Glenn Rogers, and then 3 for Anthony Morris and 2 for Peyton Mosier. So Palmateer only had 2 points probably midway through the fourth quarter, and then he really came alive. He helped Sydney get all the way back. They cut it down to a two-point game at 44-42, and then it was just too much Delhi at the end. On the other side for Delhi, 13 points for Alex Haight. Very balanced for Delhi tonight. 10 here for Luke Brannigan. 9 for Ty Bruce. 9 for Rich Lalosh. 5 for A.J. Oxtakalnis, 5 for Hunter Sanford, as well as 4 for Logan Akins. So a big night across the board there. Let's get into our three awards here. First up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's go with Leah Matthews tonight for Sydney. 15 points. Thought he was just tremendous at times. Helped Sydney get on that run, get back into the ball game. 15 points. We'll give Leah Matthews our Outstanding Offense Award tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, of course, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that award tonight to Ty Bruce. 9 points. I thought he was scrappy, steals, a little bit of everything that you need. So we'll give Ty Bruce tonight our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think no question there. Alex Haight with 13 points was all over. Rebounds, steals, assists. He was great tonight, so we'll give Alex Haight our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. So again, our final score tonight, the Delhi boys hang on for a 55-50 victory over Sydney in the boys' MAC semifinals. Green upsets Unitigo. I don't call it that much of an upset. Those two teams were very balanced. I mean, Green went into Unitigo last week and lost in double overtime by a point. They come back tonight. They get their revenge, so that was a big one tonight for the Trojans. I'm telling you, folks, when the Trojans put it all together, they have all the pieces that you could want this time of the year. They have size, they have guards, they have good shooters, great coaching. Not that Unitigo doesn't. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Green, when they are on, it can be very, very tough because they look like a college team when they're warming up. They're huge. They got good size. They have all the pieces that you might want. I think it's going to be a great MAC championship, a rematch from another double overtime game earlier in the year where the Delhi boys defeated Green. That game was at GCS. The girls' game will be Deposit Hancock and Unitigo. That's also going to be a really good one. Girls will play at 6 on Friday at BU. Boys will play at 8. We won't have any games on the radio between now and then. The sectional seating meeting is tomorrow night. I'll be going to that, and the sectional brackets will be released on Thursday. We'll have the MAC championship as well as the STACK championship. The Oneonta girls are in the STACK championship on Friday. Can't forget about them. And then sectionals will begin next week. So that's kind of the update on the schedule and everything that is going on here over the next couple of days. So we'll see you on the radio. It'll be me and Israel Lorimer, my color guy, on Friday night from BU. We'll kick things off with the Butler Auto pregame show at about 5:45 on Friday night, live from Binghamton University. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the Sydney Main Street studios. Again, our final here tonight, Delhi boys advance to the MAC championship with a 55-50 victory over the Sydney Warriors. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you on Friday. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.